Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio, where we help you create an awesome life and lifestyle. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to peak performance, and relationships to money mindset, we bring you on an amazing journey to help you unleash your human potential. Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Josh Hant here, and you're listening to Lifestyle Locker Radio. This is episode 232. Don't really have a huge amount of prep for this, but during a meditation this morning, I had some really great thoughts. And after that, listening to an awesome audiobook, which I've been through most of this paper book before. It's actually called The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. And the meditation that I was doing was one by Joe Dispenza. So it was a guided meditation. And during this meditation, I got to thinking that I didn't think this. This comes to me, but listening to Joe's voice, he talks about attention goes where energy flows. And for me, the past year, 2020, the beginning of 2021 here, as we go through, there are definitely challenges that are going on in this world, from the COVID-19 crisis, if you want to call it that, to the vaccine, to so many different things, finances, people committing suicide, the deaths of disparity, all of this crazy stuff that's going on. So I got a lot of stuff going on in my mind. And I've been and read through so many books. I've been through the political books. I've been through scientific books. I've been through novels. I've been through so many different things. And, it's really helped me dial in and pay attention and focus on my mission and my vision, on what do I want for myself, my family, what do I want for society, how do I want to contribute more and be of service to people that listen to my podcast, people that I serve as my patients in my practice, my family, my friends, how do I be that best version of myself? And I was really thinking deep, really thinking hard and realizing, okay, where am I focusing now? Where's my energy going? And all of you know this already, that I'm an unvaccinated guy. Never been vaccinated in my life. And, I was interviewed on a podcast yesterday and I had a line that kind of came out of, I shouldn't say nowhere, but it just, something I've been thinking about. It's like, I'm the unvaccinated, firewalking, ultramarathoning chiropractor. That's me. Like, I'm this weird, odd guy. And I really want people truly to unleash their human potential. And if you've listened to the podcast in the past where we had my father, Jay Hant, Dr. Jay Hant, we spoke about our office mission and the something that he created that I own. It's mine. Like, I own this mission or this vision for our practice and for our lives. It's the acronym CHOICE, right? So we break that word apart and it stands for constantly helping others innately create excellence in their health and life. And I live that. I love that. And I also want you to know that I also have this other mission with Lifestyle Lockers to help people unleash their human potential. And I think they're really, one in the same, maybe different words. I've heard that CHOICE acronym for so many years of my life, hearing it as a kid, doing meditations around a fire in Arizona at a seminar called Inner Winners at 6 a.m. in the desert, or through a sweat lodge, or on something called a vision quest where they leave us out in the desert for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours with our own mind and some paper, right, to write. So I've had these really wild experiences, but my mission and vision, I think truly through most of my life, is the same. I love helping people be, do, and have better. So in this journey, I'm coming to my point here in the learning that I'm doing right now. There's been a lot of frustration over this whole coronavirus, over the implementation of this vaccine. And if you saw our last couple episodes, actually 2 episodes ago, we broke down a little more. And now there's even more information. I'll drop a link to an amazing interview with this guy named Gert, who's a vaccine developer. So he's not someone that would probably be my friend, right, at this point, but he's a guy that develops. He's worked for some of the most evil people on the planet, like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, something called Gavi, which is the global vaccine initiative, right? Like they want to get out vaccines to every person in this world. So this is something that goes against my whole life belief and paradigm. So this interview that I'm going to share with you is mind-blowing. He's calling to, you know, for everybody to stop getting this vaccine. That's him. That's not me. That's this guy that's a vaccine developer, a very well-known PhD. And this interview is 45 minutes or so. Worth the watch. That's why I'm going to keep this short because I want you to take some extra time to watch this so you can make this help make better decisions for yourself and your family and understand the implications of this type of vaccine and what we're doing now. That's important. So I've actually started, and I'm going to share a couple books. I showed you the one, The Success Principles, which is an amazing book. And we talk about affirmations and so many amazing things. If you've not read that book or listened to that book, get that book. That is an amazing, amazing book. I have both the audio and the paperback. And I think it's great to go through, get a journal that you can use just for that book. You can start filling things out and start taking action steps. It's quite awesome. But two books that I'm going through, actually one first, I'll show you both of them. One is by a gentleman named Gerald Posner, if I'm saying it correctly. This book is called Pharma. For those of you that are watching, you get to see what the cover looks like. I have the audio and the paperback. This is a beast of a book. It's called Pharma, Greed, Lies, and the Poisoning of America. So this is an investigative journalist. This is not some anti-vaxxing or some label that we're going to put on someone. This is a brilliant investigative journalist. And to give you an idea, when I picked up the book and started to go through the back of the book, you know, there are hundreds and hundreds of pages, like starting in like the mid 500s going to, I mean, I don't know, 700-800 pages, 700 pages just about of, or more I'm capable of going, but pages of references. So we got hundreds of pages of references in this and quote, it's pretty mind-blowing. And it makes, listening to this book, it brings me back through this whole past year of 2020, politically, health-wise. And this book wasn't written, you know, about politics, but there are the politics of life and the U.S. and the world are in this book because of how pharmaceuticals have interacted with society for the past 100 plus years. Mind-blowing. Worth a listen. It's very heavy reading, but it's very intense. And you learn about a lot of characters. Like we've heard about the opioid epidemic and things like this. They talk about the Sackler family in this book in depth and their ties to certain political parties and organizations and ideologies way, way, way back when, right? So worth the book. The second book, which I have not started, it's a small one. We're actually going to be reading this with my team in the office. It's a small book here. You can see from the side. But this book is called Corona False Alarm, Facts and Figures by Dr. Karina Rice and Dr. Sukrit Bhakti, if I'm saying that correctly. It's a small one, but we're going to go through it and we're going to go through a lot of the data. I'm really encouraging people to turn off and turn away a lot of the mainstream media that they may or may not be watching, even if it's for a little bit, because the stuff that you're seeing, you're getting half-truths. You're getting headlines. And I feel that if you steer away from the headlines and actually do your due diligence and do a little more research, you can understand what's really going on. You can understand the numbers. You can understand lots of different things. And just as an example, on the CDC's website, which as funny as this is, I've shared some of the CDC data of, you know, what's in a vaccine, things like this. And I've been censored and blocked and shut down on social media for sharing information from the CDC's website, right? This is some truthful information. This is ingredients we're talking about. But the mainstream media, which ultimately now is social media, does not want you to see this information. They bury this information. They call it false news. They say it can harm people by people actually being informed of the truth. This is sad. This is scary and sad. So I will share a really neat couple links of something on the CDC. We've had these conversations in my practice. I've had these conversations with other docs, physicians, friends, you know, on the CDC's website to this day, today, March 13th, 2021, it still says 6% of all the deaths related to the COVID-19 crisis, 6% are only from, where that's the only condition that people die from. 6%. So whatever number we're up to now that they're screaming across the news, screaming across the world, 6% died from COVID-19. The SARS-CoV-2 virus actually is what they died from. The COVID-19 is a manifestation. Those are the symptoms of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So 6% have died from that. So what about the other 94%? What did they actually die from? Well, they actually died with COVID-19. So what does this mean? And a lot of this has been coming out on off-stream, off-mainstream media, but on the CDC says these are people have had, I believe, up to 3.8 different contributing factors, right, or comorbidities as they call them. And the 94%, you know, so if you, here's the example, let's just make it simple. If you went into the hospital with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and they know you have days or weeks to live. Horrible. This is not something I wish upon anybody, but you're dying. You're dying. On your deathbed, they test you for COVID-19. You test positive using a test called the PCR test, right? The RT-PCR test, which we know gives tons of false positives, but also now in 2021, right during the presidential inauguration, they changed the amount of cycles because they realized they were throwing so many false positives. When those false positives gave high rates of cases, not symptoms, cases, right? Not COVID-19, just cases, right? Not the symptoms, just the cases. So these 94%, we have this person we were just talking about with the pancreatic cancer. They go in, they die, they get this RT-PCR test. It shows positive for COVID-19. They pass away. On the death certificate, their main thing they died from, based on how they were taught, the hospitals were taught to do this, is they're putting them as a COVID-19 death. Even though their body's been breaking down for decades, now they have stage 4 cancer, pancreatic cancer, and more than likely when these things happen, systems are being shut down. So COVID-19 or the SARS-CoV-2 virus may have been shown to be there, but did it really cause their death? No. They died with COVID-19, not from COVID-19. So that's an important factor to pay attention to. I'll share the link with the CDC in the show notes for you, but this is important. And you're going to have to scroll a little bit, but it's there. And there's the devil's in the details. You've heard that term. So the devil is in the details. And I think it's really important for us to actually start to really pay attention to the details. And I hope, and I hope, and I hope for all of you that are listening, hopefully you're not this person, but you're someone that wants 2021 to be the healthiest year of your life. I hope that you're going to be doing proactive things that will regulate and keep your immune system functioning optimally. That you will not do things that will suppress your immune system or minimize the things that will suppress your immune system. You're going to do things that are proactive and positive. This is very, very important. This is something we should be doing all of our lives, right? This is not something new that you're hearing from me. Your immune system is just one of the many systems in the body that interacts with everything, right? We have our central nervous system, that main hub, that neuro system, which now they talk about the neuroimmune system. So we want to make sure our neurology is functioning at its peak. We want to make sure that we're fueling our body. In Lifestyle Locker, you've heard me say this, and if you're part of our 30-65 Lifestyle Shift program, you definitely have heard of this. This is called the PEC philosophy, P-E-C, Physical, Emotional, Chemical philosophy. If we take care of our body physically, we have the best chance of being the healthiest version of ourselves physically. Emotionally, this has a huge impact on our overall health. We need to be healthy emotionally. Chemically, what I mean by chemically is the biochemistry of the human body. We need to make sure that we're fueling and putting stuff in and on our bodies that are healthy for us, right? So with all of this being pumped in every single day, the positive areas of the PEC, the PEC philosophy, you help your body become more resilient. As I like to hear one of my friends or my one of the people we interviewed named Chris Gethin, he talks about doing ice baths, which I love. I don't get to do them because I don't have, you know, a bath outside that freezes in the winter. But he talks about he does things that are good for his health that make him harder to kill. And he says that seriously. And he's not talking about someone coming and running with a gun. But if you saw this guy, Chris Gethin is a beefcake. He's a jacked. He's like a bodybuilder. But he's like this crazy hybrid athlete. He's on Ironmans. But nonetheless, go check out the episode with Chris Gethin. Super cool guy. But doing things that are good for you make it harder for you to be killed by anything, right? Mentally, physically, biochemically, emotionally, all these things. So I hope that you in 2021 will really be paying attention to this and not running and hiding from things which will actually make you sicker. You know, hiding from your problems, hiding from your health is not good. Don't hide from your health. Be proactive. Do things like the 30-65 Lifestyle Shift program. Go out for walks, get some sunshine, eat some good food, hang out with your friends, smile, be happy, love people, love one another. And I think this is going to be a much better, healthier year for many, many of us. Some of us will still probably be shut down and locked down in a huge, huge state of fear, which really hurts our physiology, really hurts our health. Fear is not a good thing. So if you're living in fear, I urge you to open your mind, open your heart, and take some next steps to becoming happier and not living in fear, because it does not serve you as a human being. We're not designed to live in fear. Okay. So again, Dr. Josh Hantar, I hope you enjoyed that. Get those books. Get the book by Jack Canfield, The Success Principles. Get the book Pharma, which we just spoke about. Get the book Corona, False Alarm, Facts and Figures. Go through these books and make some good decisions for yourself, for your health. Also, if you're not meditating, I know we started off this show with meditation, get to a Dr. Joe Dispenza program. Check out Emily Fletcher. They've both been on my show, both been on Lifestyle Locker Radio. So if you search them out, Emily Fletcher and Dr. Joe Dispenza, I love them both. They are brilliant minds. Dr. Joe Dispenza, I call him, he's almost like the Yoda. He is like the guru in my book, in my mind, for meditation around the world. Emily Fletcher is not far behind. She is a stellar human being. Her book, Stress Less, Accomplish More, is a really great book. That's great meditation for those that don't have time to meditate or don't want to meditate. It's a great book. So I urge you to get all of these books. Start dialing in and diving into your health. You're going to be better this year. All right, y'all. Have an awesome day, evening, or night from wherever and whenever you're listening and now watching. Bye-bye. Hey, it's Dr. Josh Hantier, and we need to talk about your health, your fitness, and your lifestyle. I know you. If you're like me, you've seen sickness and disease and even death in your life. And we know the leading causes of death in the United States are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Many of these conditions and diseases are considered lifestyle-based. And I know that lifestyles in the United States and other countries are not where they should be. We also know that they make you more vulnerable to other sicknesses and conditions. We tend to get our advice and recommendations on health from commercials and marketing, from fast food to pharmaceuticals, and not from experts with real-world experience. Unfortunately, we follow people or products who don't walk the walk or talk the talk. They simply just don't care about your health. It's just about their bottom line. I know we've heard it from our friends and from even our own self-talk that we don't have enough time, we can't make the changes, or there's just too much to do to be healthy. But there is a way to actually take control of your lifestyle and have the accountability and the support you need. We can be bigger than our excuses. For the past 14 years as a chiropractor, I've worked and continue to work with thousands of patients with their lifestyle and ultimately their health. I am now bringing the same philosophy to the online space where we can work as a group to get better, stronger, healthier, and be bigger than our excuses every single day. I've created the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program to be an online-based, training-based program where you get to learn and be engaged with others in your journey towards a healthy lifestyle and ultimately a healthier life. To be part of this amazing movement, it's just $5 a month. Yes, it's only $5 a month, and that seems too good to be true. Well, it's not. So for the price of a gourmet coffee, you will have access to an amazing program and amazing people that want the best for you too. So when you dive into the content below this video to learn about our lifestyle philosophy, you'll see that we are incredibly unique. No other online program focuses on lifestyle the way we do and delivers the quality and the quantity of content that we do for just $5 a month. And it's not just about the movement. There's a lot more. It's really about your health. So check out the details and other videos below. And when you sign up, I'll even send you the ebook, Inside the Locker, which dives deeper into creating an awesome lifestyle. I look forward to seeing you on the inside of the Lifestyle Locker 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program.